Welcome into this edition of the Soft Verbal Podcast, presented by the College Corner. I'm Neil McCready. Zach Barry, you'll see him in just a moment. Having kind of some issues today, but that's okay. We're getting through it because that's what people do. You just get through issues. You just gut through them. I'm Neil. That's Zach. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes or so. It's going to be a tight College Corner. There's a lot of recruiting on the site. Zach put up a very comprehensive visit list with updates on, I think, basically every single guy that he listed. Zach put a an update on them, every single one. I've got a war room along with Chase Parham coming tomorrow. Zach's got chicks on the site as well. So there's just a lot that we have for you. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. Making sure that we're...
I think basically every single guy that he listed...
Sorry about that. Forgive me for a minute. We're working on a couple of things. Just one of those deals. But we got it. So we'll talk recruiting here over the next little bit. And kind of catch you up on what we're doing. First, I want to tell you about the College Corner. It's collegecornerstore.com. Two locations in the Jackson area, one in Ridgeland, one in Flowood. They've got the best selection, the most thorough selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi. So check them out, collegecornerstore.com. And please make sure that you tell the people there when you get in touch with them that you heard about it here on the Soft Verbal or the Oxford Exxon podcast. That helps us a lot when you do. Zach, I don't know how you want to get started here. There's a lot of guys coming in. I know that everyone's talking Arch Manning for obvious reasons, but the 2022 class is the one that is the most pressing. There's a lot of time on the 2023 guys. I don't think Arch Manning's decision is coming till maybe June. A lot of these guys don't have until June to decide. Kind of who are some of the 2022 guys that have your attention this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that jumps to mind immediately is Berrion Brown, the receiver out of Nashville. He is slated to be in town. A lot of Kentucky buzz with him. I posted a chick yesterday, which I don't know. Maybe there's some people reading the chicks and making some predictions. But it appears that, at least for now, this is a all-Kentucky-Ole Miss race. Not quite sure what Alabama's doing, but I mentioned, you know, the longer he goes undecided, the better it is for Ole Miss. Because Alabama was really hot and heavy on him early on. He never committed. He was scheduled to commit before his senior season started. He never did. He's been pushing it off, been doing the things that seniors do. They focus on their senior season. They want to, you know, everybody wants to win a state championship. So he's been doing that, but he's taking his visits. Right now it appears that Kentucky probably slight edge over Ole Miss, but I anticipate, him making it to Oxford. If he doesn't this weekend, he'll make it eventually. They're going to get him in for an official visit at some point. I don't think it matters if he commits to Kentucky or not. I think he's still going to take his visits. He's probably one of the most important, you know, as well as I do, that Ole Miss desperately needs playmakers in the wide receiver room. Dontario Drummond, Braylon Sanders are going to be gone. So they're going to need guys that can make plays, and he is an absolute playmaker, can kind of do it all. He's probably up there. Kamari Rogers and Jaheim Otis are right there with him, along with Travion Williams. Lot of defense. Rogers suffered that torn ACL last month, so he's on the shelf. He's not playing anymore. I'd anticipate them pushing pretty hard. I think they still value him as a player, regardless of the injury. He's the number 68 overall player in this class. You said it, I've said it for months now. I don't think he ends up at Miami. And now a lot of questions around Manny Diaz's job security. Otis, same thing. They're going to recruit him heavily until National Signing Day. Alabama's obviously sitting comfortably with his commitment at this point, but I think he's wanting to explore some options.
Better watch Mississippi State on Jaheim Otis. You better watch State. I'm just telling you, yeah. Better watch Mississippi State on Jaheim Otis. This is what they do. They've done it for a long time, and they're good at it. They pick one or two guys, and they go all in. And they typically do really well on those guys. And they're all in on Jaheim Otis. And yeah.
Track record's great for them recruiting defensive linemen.
Well, and when they go all in on one, it reminds me of Jeffrey Simmons. If you remember Jeffrey Simmons, his recruiting. I can remember Hugh Freeze and others not concerned about Mississippi State. And that turned out to be naive on their part.
Because that Wednesday morning – flipped.
And there were warning signs. So, you know, so here's my thing about Jaheim Otis, right? And I'm watching Ole Miss play. You are too. You were in Knoxville. If you don't get Jaheim Otis, you've got to be able to get other defensive linemen. You've got to get bigger and better up front. We talked to Jarrell Poe on the Oxford Exxon podcast today, and his words, they need more ass up front. And they do. They need bigger, wider bodies. You look at teams that are impacting games, there's always been a premium on defensive linemen. So if they don't get Otis, who's next?
Well, I mean, if you look at it right now, and I don't know if I haven't listened yet, but I don't know if Poe mentioned, but I mean, Xavien Harris and Jacarius Clayton, if you want more ass, I mean, they've got it. They're big. But you got to get more. I mean, I think you're going to really see a jump next year with Isaiah Iton and Jamon Gordon. Typically takes 2 years for JUCO guys.
I do too. I think Iton especially is going to be better next season.
Yeah. You got to get more guys like Taiwan Malone, though. You got to get bigger, more physical, and you got to get the highly rated guys. It's plain and simple. I mean, you can always find a three-star that's underrated, hasn't, you know, been to camps, doesn't have enough film, and then you really develop him. But this is the time where when you're 5-1, you've got the Heisman front runner, you're a top 15 team. You know, if they had a 12-team playoff this year, Ole Miss is in it right now. This is where your program has to take the next step off the field in recruiting, where you've got to get these guys. Trevion Williams is a name that I think is a guy that Ole Miss is in a good spot for, and he is no longer committed to Florida State. You have got to get someone like him. He's a top 150 player. He's 6'3", 252, can do a lot of things. He could either get bigger and be a physical presence off the edge as a strong side defensive end, or you can kind of keep him as he is and be athletic and play more to the field side. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't get Jaheim Otis, I mean, there you could always go transfer portal. I mean, there's guys hopping in the portal every single day. I saw earlier today – there was a defensive lineman from North Carolina that hopped in the portal, Clyde Pender. He's from Armwood High School in Florida. We know how this staff recruits Florida heavily. He's a big guy that they go after. I mean, it's just – and look, Neil, I'll say this. You mentioned how State is a huge factor in this Otis sweepstakes. I think that there are people in his family, the immediate surrounding people that support him, I would say it's pretty close to being split. Some like Mississippi State, some like Ole Miss. Randall Joyner's done a phenomenal job recruiting his family and the people close to him. But like you said, Mississippi State is very good at if they focus on one defensive lineman, they do a nice job of getting it done. If they can't get him, this staff has shown they did it with Branson Robinson, the running back from Madison. He was very clear up front. He wanted to go out of the state of Mississippi. Kevin Smith, they were, okay, thanks for being honest, we're out. So if it gets to that point where they feel like they're not going to get Jaheim Otis, they got to move on. You can't be strung along to a national signing day and waste time and waste valuable resources on a defensive lineman that is not going to sign with you. So they're going to have to either pivot to someone else in this class or pivot to the portal, which you know as well as I do, they're going to hit the portal hard anyway.
They are. The problem with the portal is everyone's hitting the portal hard. Speaking of portal, I'm watching portal for quarterbacks, which brings me to Devin Brown. We talked about him a lot last week. I know our Adam Gorney talked to him. What kind of impression did you take from what Adam was able to get out of Devin Brown?
You know, I mean, I think I posted on the board. It was a pretty glowing, you know, synopsis of his visit and his time at Ole Miss. I think once the dust settled with everything that happened, you know, and he even tweeted as much that, you know, that wasn't a reflection of the program or the university. He said he liked it. He said he enjoyed seeing Matt Corral in person. He liked the offense. I just think at this point, he's starting to get more offers, Ohio State, Texas. I think he's kind of hit the reset button a little bit, and he's wanting to see what everybody else has to offer. And then, again, he's going to kind of wait to see what USC does. We talked about the appeal of playing quarterback there. It's a big deal to him. He really likes Graham Harrell. I think he's wanting to do a little wait and see right now. But I thought what he said about Ole Miss kind of debunks the myth that they were out of it because of some bonehead thing that a reporter did. I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think he ever was at that point.
He wasn't. I think he reached out to Ole Miss pretty quickly. I think Ole Miss was irritated about the situation. There's no doubt about that. They were frustrated, irritated, pissed off, angry. Pick your verb, adjective, whatever the word would be. It's been a day. That said, no. Look, let's be real here for a minute. I'm not defending Yancey Porter in any shape, form, or fashion. You can't do what he did. But if a reporter making up a quote about you, especially a glowing quote that included such a stupid mistake in it that it was obvious that it was made up, if that is going to lead you to not go to school X, you weren't going there anyway.
Yeah.
You were looking for a reason not to go, right? You were going on the date looking for a reason to not go on another date. And if you do that, you will find the reason. She'll burp or she'll scratch your nose wrong. I mean, whatever. And you'll be like, okay, I can't live with that. I mean, there's no way. And so, I mean, you know. And so
that's some big George Costanza energy there, if that's how you're.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so of course not. Now, was it ideal? Of course not. But no, it won't matter. You know, I think sometimes you got to take kids at their word when they say, hey, I'm waiting to see what happens with USC. Who does USC hire? Now, the problem he's got, and is Devin Brown an early signee or is he a February signee? I mean, he could wait till February, but I suspect most quarterbacks like to sign early.
Yeah, because you get in, get in the playbook early. I think he's early. I think Gorney mentioned he was early.
So, you know, he's going to have to hustle because USC is going to do something. You figure late November, early December, he's not going to have a whole lot of time to figure that out. But he's so good that an Ole Miss, and that's who we're talking about here, would wait on him.
Because I think it's very clear that Justin Martin is picking UCLA at this point.
Yeah, I almost deleted that story from the admin the other day. Almost knocked it out. But you've got a Justin Martin story that has sat in the admin now for a good month. And I almost deleted it, but I said, well, we'll wait. But it appears obvious that he's gonna go to UCLA.
Yeah.
Brown going to Ohio State doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I get when Ohio State offers, it's flattering, and you're like, hey, well, how about that? Ohio State, I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it feels to me, and after reading that, it really felt to me like this is USC, but if it's not USC, it's Ole Miss, depending on what happens at USC. Is that fair?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's – and look, I mean, I think you see this with a lot of kids in recruiting where some of them – hey, and look, I do it however you want. I'm not judging. Some of them like to do it the I wouldn't say correct way. They want to do it the right way in their own eyes where they're wanting to be respectful.
That's the word. They want to do it in a respectful way.
And they want to see it through. And they don't just want to bail. They want to because it's hard. I mean, I've never been through it. But, I mean, all these guys, you're recruited by so many staffs. You get close with all these people. And 9 times out of 10, a recruit's going to want to be, you know, respectful in how they handle it. So, I mean, Justin Martin was the same way with how he was with Cal. He wanted to do it the right way and you know, talk with their staff before, you know, hey, I'm decommitting, still considering you, blah, blah, blah. I think that's where he's at right now. And I think it's, but yeah, I don't get the Ohio State appeal. I understand that good prospects think that they can always beat out other good prospects, but at some point there's a numbers game at play. And they got a lot of good prospects in that quarterback room.
Well, that quarterback room is really crowded where, you know, 1 week of strep throat could cost you the deal. I mean, look, Joe Burrow lost his gig there.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow lost his gig there, you know, because he got hurt.
Yeah.
Burrow got an injury. And if you're injured, you don't, you know, I mean.
And Ole Miss people saw what happened with Matt Corral. Now, kind of a different situation because of the offense, but sure. He got hurt and somebody caught lightning in a bottle and the rest was history that 2019 season. So
you don't want to go someplace where the room is so full at that position. And that's why a lot of quarterbacks like to do it early because they all know each other from camps and stuff. And so there's kind of a pecking order. It reminds me of like baseball free agency, right? Where no shortstop is going to sign this offseason until they see where Correa signs. Okay, well, Correa has signed. Now let's see where Seager signs. Okay, well, now there's a, you know, you're not going to go sign with the same team that just signed Carlos Correa if you're Javi Baez. You know, you're going to say, okay, well, all right, they're out. Okay, now I slot into here. And it is kind of like that in quarterback recruiting. A little bit.
Yeah. We talked about catching lightning in a bottle. Someone that's certainly done that in the indoor-outdoor restaurant industry is Lamar Yard on South Lamar in Oxford. 10,000 square feet of indoor space, 3/4 acre of outdoor space, full stage, indoor-outdoor projectors, 3 bars, children's playground, and parking on site, and it's pet-friendly. Go there. I just saw that Ole Miss tweeted out that the game is sold out on Saturday. They are saying that if you are not receiving an email verification of your ticket, you will not be receiving one. So if you can't get in the game, head on over to Lamar Yard, enjoy the barbecue, all the fixings. I tell people all the time, the wings, the brisket, the burn-ins, every single side item is fantastic. Go there, watch the game, enjoy the Magnolia Bowl on their outdoor projector, get a cocktail, take the kids, let them play on the playground. They got everything. You can also talk to them about their catering options for private events and rentals. Check them out, lamaryard.com. If you want to go somewhere else, maybe Lamar Yard for lunch and then head on over somewhere for dinner, go to Sola on South Lamar. Chef Erica and her team are bringing top-notch cuisine to you 6 days a week. They are doing in-house service and still doing curbside pickup. So you can go in, sit down, enjoy a meal, or you can pick up some takeout. Check them out, solaoxford.com, or call them at 662-238-3500 and place your order today. If you're not in Oxford, maybe you're in Memphis, go check out any of Kelly English Restaurant Group's restaurants, Second Line, Restaurant Iris, Fino's on the Hill, all that good stuff. Score a meal with them if you want to possibly do some cooking at home, watch the game on your big screen. You can do a virtual cooking class with Kelly. Use promo code SOFTVERBAL21. That's all caps SOFTVERBAL21 for half off your first month of cooking with Kelly. And you can also do some nationwide shipping. So whether you're Memphis, Dallas, anywhere in the country, check out their options at irisetc.com for their shipping options. Wearing the hat today, I think that this is the time to go play golf when it is the perfect weather. Head on over to Cherokee Valley in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Take on the challenge of their wide fairways, large greens. They also have 2 putting greens, driving range, and a chipping green to hone in your game as the season is drawing to a close. Book a tee time online at olivebranchgolf.com or call them at 662-893-4444.
Any
you want to talk more 2022?
Yeah, because I just saw Adam Friedman has a story up. Davison Igbinison is he talked about his Tennessee visit. He previews his Ole Miss visit. Big player out of New Jersey. That I can tell you, I don't know if you read what I wrote in the War Room last week. Based on my sourcing, it's not as good as yours because you're really covering it, and I try to supplement it, though I'm trying to catch up this time of year. I think he's a major priority for the staff. I think Chris Partridge loves him. I think they view him as an immediately impactful player, the type of player that you need in that defense if you're going to run the package that they're trying to run. He is a longer Jake Springer, and they really like him. He was at Tennessee last week, and I haven't read Adam's story. I'm pulling it up now. We'll put it up on the site. By the way, there is a ton of content up at rebelgrove.com. Most of our recruiting content is premium. If you like recruiting and you want to subscribe to rebelgrove.com, you should. We had a huge promo last week, but it's still worth every dime of your $864 a month on an annual subscription. So you can read about Adam's story about Davison Igbonosun. You can read our War Room tomorrow. You can catch up on Zach's list of who all's coming. He talks about so he went to Tennessee for the South Carolina game. He said was really impressed. Kid from New Jersey, never seen anything like that. He's going to Ole Miss this weekend. He expects great football, great atmosphere. Wants to see what it's about. Hope they pull the W. Coach Partridge and Coach Watson also like my versatility. They want me to play safety, the nickel corner, boundary corner, field corner. Says he wants to take some more visits. He's not going to do anything anytime soon. Plans to sign in December. That's the basics there. But he's important. And he's a guy that I know they really want. And so, you know, people ask about these official visits on weekends like this and unofficial visits. Like, how important is the game? I was having this conversation with somebody in recruiting circles yesterday. We were talking about Texas at the time. Texas had a massive visit weekend for Oklahoma State. And Texas lost the game. And people were like, well, is that the end of the world? No, of course not. No. I mean, any more than winning the game is going to give you some sort of momentum in recruiting. Losing the game doesn't take momentum away. Now, if you get boat raced, you know, 52-0 and your fans are booing your players on the field, well, that's not going to help. You know, but if you go out, let's just do worst case scenario and LSU runs the football effectively and Ole Miss just kind of can't stop it. And the injuries, the depth shows up Saturday. Let's say it's a 42-31 LSU win and the fans stay till the bitter end. And the message as a coach, you go into the coach's locker room for a minute. You take a second, collect your thoughts, maybe cuss somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you go back up to the – or out to where the players are, and you look guys like that in the eye and go, if we had you, we would have won.
Mm-hmm.
This is our second year, really our first year if the pandemic doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, it's what they did in, what, 2012?
Done it a lot. Yeah, did it in 12, did it a lot. And then if you win, you say, hey, look, you can tell we're thin, right? You can tell that we're thin. We're maximizing this, but we want to do big things here. We're 6-1. We want to be 7-0. And to get there, we need you. Imagine the difference you'd make on this team. But what matters is atmosphere, and Ole Miss is going to have a great atmosphere. I said this on the Oxford Exxon podcast earlier, Zach. Someone asked me, you know, hey, are you going to write a big story about how critical it is for this weekend? And it was like, no, and I understand why you would say that. No, because that's not really my role. It's not my job, but – it would be a silly story because at the end of the day, the atmosphere is going to be awesome. The town's going to be packed. The Grove's going to be absolutely jam-packed. The stadium's going to be full. It's going to be loud. They're going to support the Rebels. They've got the red end zones with Manning. They're going to celebrate Eli Manning at the half. If you're a kid, that's going to be cool. Everybody knows who the Mannings are. All that stuff. So, no, all that's going to be great. This is going to be a momentum builder for Ole Miss in recruiting, whether they win the game or lose the game, in my opinion. You might disagree.
No, I agree. I don't. Nine times out of 10, a recruit is not going to care about wins and losses. They're going to be primarily focused on who is playing their position, what they're doing in the game, how they can draw parallels to their game and how they would fit in. They're going to be focused on the campus, the town, the vibe they get, and they're going to focus on their one-on-one interviews with their position coach and the head coach before and after the game. I hear a lot more of it now, which I think with the the clock being sped up now with early signing day, you see more and more players taking official visits on game days where they get to hang out in the locker room. They get to feel what the vibe is in the locker room. They talk to current players. They talk to guys that are true freshmen, ask them about how they are enjoying their first year in the program. That's huge. I think a guy like Davison and Igbinison is going to really pay attention to what Jake Springer's doing, what Otis Reese is doing. They're going to really want to watch closely how they're being utilized in 3-2-6. I think he's probably a top five prospect in this class, a top five target, I should say, up there with Jaheim Otis, Berrian Brown, Trevion Williams, Devin Brown. He's up there with those guys, regardless of star ratings.
Yes.
The quote I think that Davison used was, they think I'm the best player in New Jersey, and they want to get the best player in New Jersey every year. They got Taiwan Malone last year. They're wanting to keep that going this year. And he is a guy that is versatile enough to kind of do it all. I think he can play close to the line of scrimmage. I think he can cover because of his length. He plays running back in high school as well. He's extremely athletic. I mean, he is how you draw it up if you want a shutdown boundary corner or you want a guy that can play close to the line of scrimmage and make plays.
Speaking of versatility, the people at Barfield Wealth Management are quite versatile. They can help you with comprehensive financial planning, investment management, estate and tax planning, insurance planning, business retirement plans, and more. It's 662-236-6454 or barfieldwealthmanagement.com. We are also brought to you by Billy's Bacon. It's billysbacon.com, B-I-L-E-S, bacon.com, based out of Fairhope, Alabama. They have perfected the bacon curing process at Billy's. You may never eat supermarket bacon again once you try it. Billy'sBacon.com. Check that out today. We talked about versatility for a minute. Alpha Specialties is versatile, I'll tell you that. They're the trailer-specific professionals, 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. They've got Hallmark cargo trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers, concession trailers built. They've got spare tires and wheels, a full selection of trailer parts and accessories. They can repair all types of trailers, too. They are the picture of versatility. 601-932-9798. alphaofms.com. And staying on the versatility theme, Jennings Executive Search. Whether you're a small business owner who needs a finance leader, whether you work in private equity or you run a team at a Fortune 500 company, John and his recruitment team of former CPAs will most absolutely simplify the hiring process by presenting you with a short list of only the most qualified candidates. Get in touch with him on LinkedIn at John Jennings, J-O-N Jennings, john@jenningsexec.com, or call 404-536-3000. Also brought to you by Muddy Water Camo, muddywateroutdoors.com. Enter that promo code Rebel Grove at checkout. Get 35% off heated jackets, heated vest, the Muddy Water Lady Camo. Yeah, some cool camo items that are out. Again, muddywateroutdoors.com, promo code Rebel Grove. Get 35% off your entire order. All right, we've hit the Arch Manning portion of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to have a lot. I'm not going to give it away here. There's going to be a lot in a war room tomorrow. I've got 1,300 words on Arch Manning, on his recruiting. Ooh. I've talked to a lot of people. Kind of gave a handful of people the benefit of autonomy, or anonymity, I should say. Not autonomy. They offered him autonomy too, but more importantly, from a journalism standpoint, I offered them anonymity, and I got some real interesting stuff. I wouldn't say Ole Miss is the leader today, but I wouldn't say they're far back. And I don't really know if you said who is the leader. I don't know that there's one. There's five programs that are in it. I don't think all five of those are equal, but I think all five are in it. I think a couple are fading. And I think there is a perception on one that is a little out of context, all in all. So all of that's in the war room tomorrow. I don't think Arch Manning is anywhere close to a decision. I've heard some people say, hey, you might do something in December. I'm told that is absolutely not the case. I'm told it's far more likely that in the spring he will go back on a handful of visits, maybe to some spring football practices and such, where, you know, he's been taking these visits on game days, and game days for coaches are busy. You've got meetings and obviously the game and the media obligations after a game, and you got stuff happening, and maybe a kid gets hurt and you've got to do some stuff like, you know what I mean? Stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I look for him to make one final round of visits in the spring. I think he's going to watch the coaching carousel carefully, see how it turns, wait for the carousel to stop spinning, and then kind of go from there. So it's a big weekend for Arch, but the people who are making it out to be this penultimate weekend, I think you are over-dramatizing it.
I think the Arch Manning recruitment is a great example of how NIL is not always going to be the equalizer or the deciding factor, because in my opinion, I still think Texas and Ole Miss are at the top. Those two teams could not be on farther opposite ends of the financial spectrum. I mean, Texas has more money than Ole Miss. That's not breaking news or anything.
Right.
And look, if you looked at earlier this week when Luther Burden decided to stick with Missouri and stay close to home as opposed to going to Georgia, probably same case there. Probably not as far away on the spectrum, but Georgia probably has more money, more NIL opportunities. Who knows? But I think that that recruitment came down to relationships, and that was the key. He mentioned that his relationship with Eli Drinkwitz was huge. And as I've said on the board, more times than not, an East St. Louis kid is going to stay close to home. Now, with Arch Manning, I think it's all about relationships with him. He has not shied away from talking about how big it is for him to have a comfortable working relationship with the head coach, with the offensive coordinator, and he's all about the location. He talks about Austin and how he likes Austin. He says it's got a kind of a New Orleans vibe to him. Talk about Ole Miss. We know how familiar he is with Oxford. We don't have to go over that.
Yeah.
So I think that this is kind of where, sure, NIL is going to be big for certain kids, especially for someone like Arch, though. He's going to have NIL opportunities no matter where he goes. He could go to San Jose State and he'll have an opportunity.
Agreed. I think he is one of the very few prospects out there. Frankly, he might be the only one that I can think of off the top of my head. There will be some in basketball who are this way, I think. Because the basketball kids, there aren't as many, and you get to kind of see the division with them earlier. Like 14-year-olds, you're like, oh, that kid's going to be a superstar. And more often than not, he is. Mm-hmm. With football, it takes a little more time and there's more variance. But Arch is bigger than NIL,
mm-hmm.
which is a burden in and of itself. But regardless, now that being said, Zach, and this is something to talk about on a future show, because I need to think, I need to get my mind around what I'd even want to say and what I need to educate myself. NIL is an issue. It is a big issue, and it is something that Ole Miss is going to have to figure out. And when I say Ole Miss, it's complicated, right? It's the network. It's boosters. It's the school. It's gray area that a lot of schools are already managing in, and I don't necessarily get the sense that Ole Miss is there yet, and I think they're going to have to get there. NIL is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Kids are committing to schools with NIL deals done, just not on paper. But they're done. They're handshake agreements and stuff.
The Soft Verbal is brought to you by Protection Unlimited, the Mid-South's leader in commercial and residential alarm security. Wayne Lowry and his team have been serving the greater Memphis area and North Mississippi for 40-plus years, and they'd love to get your business and or family protected today. Cutting-edge security for your home or business, video surveillance options, monitoring 24/7, 365. You can reach them via phone at 901-754-6510 or email them at info@protectionunlimited.com. Podcast also brought to you by The Bluff City Advisory Group, Memphis's leading team of finance professionals who can provide advanced assistance with financial planning, pension and qualified plan support, and business and estate planning strategies. Former Ole Miss Rebel and founding partner Ben Still, along with his elite level customer service team, make it their goal to help you meet the ongoing demands of your financial needs. Learn more about Bluff City Advisory Group at bluffcityadvisory.com. Soft Verbal is also brought to you by the Berry Home Team. If you're ready to sell and make the most net profit from your home, call Stacy and Rick Berry. They would love to do the same for you as they did with their former home in the Timbers in Germantown, Tennessee. They will lead you through the process from property assessment, repairs, staging, and they will put that sold sign in your yard as quickly as possible. Both have earned the multi-million dollar club member status, and they would love to assist you today. Give them a call, 901-481-6420 or 901-461-6421. Saddle Creek Title is also a proud sponsor of the Soft Verbal, the Mid-South's leader in client-focused, innovative closing solutions. Neil Hanna and his team are more than just a real estate closing firm. They are dedicated to going the distance to ensure the ease and growth of your real estate business. Find more information at saddlecreektitle.com. We are also brought to you by Davis McCord State Farm. If you're needing good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates, look no further than Davis McCord. He is your one-stop shop in Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Give Davis a call, 901-755-6110 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is.
Oxford has had all sorts of power issues today, so we'll stop there. We did enough probably on recruiting. We'll come back next week and wrap up how this weekend went in Oxford. Lots of guys coming in for football again. You can get all of that at rebelgrove.com, basketball visitor as well. So we'll try to recap all of that on the site Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, throughout the week. Zach's been doing a great job with the Daily Chicks, and Chase and I are going to start supplementing that content more and more as we go. So again, our thanks to the College Corner. I do also want to tell you real quick that we're brought to you by Joey Erickson at Herring Gear Autoplex. Let Joey help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevy, BMW, Lexus, and Infiniti, or get a great deal on numerous brands for reliable pre-owned vehicles. 662-571-2367 or 1685 High Street in Jackson. So sorry for some of the technical issues. It is what it is. Totally out of our control today. Oxford, lots of power issues. I think like 2,000 customers completely without power at times this morning. And it hit the Clark Ford Studios as well. So again, stay with us throughout the weekend. We'll have full coverage of Ole Miss, LSU, recruiting, football, all of it. For Zach Berry, I'm Neil McCready. Take care.